In a recent press release, the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, or DHHR, Bureau for Public Health has confirmed an influenza-associated pediatric death for the 2019-2020 flu season. The last influenza-associated pediatric death in West Virginia was reported during the 2017-2018 flu season. While adult flu deaths are not required to be reported, influenza-associated deaths of children under the age of 18 are of serious concern and are required to be reported to the local health department within 1 week. It should be noted that this pediatric flu death was not from the new coronavirus, but is the common flu. Dr. Kathy Slemp, the state health officer and also the commissioner for DHHR's Bureau for Public Health, says, quote, "While most people recover from the flu in a few days, it clearly is and can be a serious and life-threatening illness in both children and adults," unquote. Flu vaccination is the most effective protection against the flu. The Bureau for Public Health urges all West Virginians 6 months of age and older to get vaccinated against the flu. Dr. Slemp added, quote, "It's not too late to get your flu shot, as influenza activity in West Virginia remains widespread." The flu vaccine is the first line of defense to protect yourself and people around you who are vulnerable to the serious side effects of the flu, unquote. Those who are very susceptible to the flu and its complications include children under the age of 5 years old, the elderly, and people with underlying health conditions, such as diabetes, asthma, etc. Infants under 6 months of age cannot receive the influenza vaccine. The best way to protect them is to have everyone who will have contact with the infant receive a flu vaccine, and to also limit an infant's exposure to large groups of individuals. People who think they might have the flu should contact their doctor immediately to see if they need treatment with a prescription antiviral drug. Early treatment with an antiviral drug can help prevent flu infections from becoming more serious. Treatment with an antiviral drug is especially important for hospitalized patients, people with severe flu illness, and people who are at high risk of serious flu complications based on their age or health. Other precautions people can take to protect against the spread of flu and other viruses include staying at home when sick until fever-free for at least 24 hours, covering coughs and sneezes with a tissue, then discarding the tissue promptly, washing hands frequently, preferably with soap and water. DHHR notes that a total of 78 influenza-associated pediatric deaths have been reported nationwide during the 2019-2020 influenza season. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.